We're up to the Gemara in Daf Chavov Amid Beis, four lines from the bottom. Reb Yehuda Omer Ad Arba Shoyz. Reb Yehuda says that this man is until Arba Shoyz. That means this man of Tfilah Shachris. Till Arba Shoyz. Frek Gemara Yibayelu Ad Va'ad Bichlal. Does it mean till the end of Dalet Shoyz? The Soif Dalet Shoyz. Oidil Ma'ad Ve'loy Ad Bichlal. It means the beginning of Dalet Shoyz. It doesn't mean the end of Dalet. It means the beginning of Dalet. Zogma Toshma Rabbi Yehuda Omer, which means the end of Gimel. Zogma Toshma Rabbi Yehuda Omer. State in the Mishnah, besides Rabbi Yehuda Shita, Legabei Shachris, that you have Dalet Shoyz, by Minchi he says, Ad Plaga Mincha, until Plaga Mincha. Zogma Gemara, I Yamed Bishloma, Ad Veloyad Bichlal. If you're going to tell me that Ad means Ad Veloyad Bichlal means until Tchilas Dalet, so to speak. So then, Hu Adin by Plaga Mincha, it means until the beginning of Plaga Mincha. Sahainu the Ikabein Rabbi Yehuda Rabbonon. Rabbonon say until the Erev. Rabbi Yehuda says until Plaga Mincha. That's his Mana Mincha. So now, if you're going to say it means Ad Veloy Ad Bichlal, so then there's a difference. One of them says till Erev, and one of them says till the beginning of Plag. But if it means Ad Ve'ad Bichlal, so we're assuming now that just like Dalet could mean Soif Dalet, so Plag means Soif Plag. Soif Plag means Erev. So it's the same thing. Zog Dimora. Eli Amrit Ad Ve'ad Bichlal. If you're going to say it means Ad Ve'ad Bichlal, so then it's inclusive. So then, this man of Plaga Mincha is this man of Erev, like Rabbi Yehuda and like Rabbonon. So Rabbi Zoy zok demora. So Rabbi Yehuda, Hainu Rabbonon, Dafchav Zaynom and Aleph Rabbi Zoy, they're saying the same thing. Zok Rashi, the Kesal Kedai, Rabbi Yehuda, Plag Achren Shel Mincha Achreina Komar. So it's coming out that it's the Plag Achren and Mincha Achreina. So if it's Advad Bichlal, then Mincha is the exact same time as Adar Erev, the Plag of Mincha. Zog the Gemara, Elam, are you going to tell me? Ad Veloyad Bichlal, Elam, are you going to tell me it means? Ad Veloyad Bichlal, which means not Ad Bichlal, Plaga Mincha, meaning till the end of, till the Erev. So Eba Zoy, and that would be the Pshat and Shachris too, it means the beginning of Dalet. Ema Sefer, straight in the Sefer. The Rebbe Shita is, Vishal Musafin, when it comes to Musaf, it's Kol Hayom. You have the whole day. Now, Rebbe Yehuda Omer, Ad Sheva Shoyz. Musaf, you have the whole day. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you only have till Sheva Shoyz. Now, if you're going to tell me it means Ad Veloyad Bichlal, so that means until the beginning of seven, the end of six. V'tanya ho'ilufon of shtei tefillas. If someone has two tefillas, two options to daven in front of him at the same time, you have two tefillas. Meaning, achash al musaf, achash al mincha. You have a choice now. It's his man of musaf, his man of mincha. What do you daven first? Zog de Gemara, Tanakama says, mispal shal mincha, first you daven mincha, v'achash al musaf, and then musaf. Why? Shezu tadira, v'zueni tadira. The halach is when you have two mitzvahs in front of, tode v'shene tode, tode koidim. So mincha is more tode than musaf. Rabbi Yehuda argues, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, mispal shal musaf, v'achash al mincha. You daven musaf first, and then mincha. Why is musaf first? Shezu oiveres, v'zu ein oiveres. Musaf is a shorter time span. Since Rabbi Yehuda Shtosei holds Musaf is only until Zayin Shoyz, whatever Zayin means, doesn't mean Ad Zayin, the Soib Zayin, or Tchil Zayin, but it's a time span. Lafuke Tanakam that says Kol Hayoyim Musaf. So since it's like Oiveres, it's a shorter time span, so you gotta do the Mitzvah Oiveres first. So now, the fact that you have Musaf and Mincha the same time span is only Shaykh if you hold Ad Va'ad Bichlal. Why? I Amid Bishloma Ad Va'ad Bichlal. If you say Ad Va'ad Bichlal means Ad Zayin means Ad Bichlal, that means till the end of Zayin. So Hainan Mishkach Zlo Shtei Tefillas Bari Adodi. Because when does Mincha start? Mincha, we said, starts 6.5. Six and a half hours into the day. So then it's Shaykh that what? Shtei Tefillas Bari Adodi. Because there's a man of Mincha and there's a man of Musaf. Musaf is extended until Seb Zayin. So then you have 6.5, is inclusive. Eli Yamed Adva Loyad Bichlal. If Zayin means the beginning of Zayin, that means by 6, so the end of 6. So Oibazoi, Heichi Mishkachas Lo, meaning Trila Zayin. So then Oibazoi, that means the end of 6. So then Heichi Mishkachas Lo, Shteitz Filiz Balay Adodi. Musaf and Mincha never coincide at the same time. If Zayin means Trila Zayin, which means the end of 6, beginning of Zayin, so then it's never 6.5. You never have this Mana Mincha Musaf at the same time. So what's Rabbi Yehuda saying? Mitzvah Veres, do Musaf overrides it. Came in the Asi Leishal Mincha, Ozla Leishal Musafin. So Eba Zoi, it's fair to say that it means Ad Veloyad Bichlal. So Elamai, are you going to tell me? Elamai, Ad Va'ad Bichlal. Elamai, are you going to tell me means it's inclusive? It's Ad Bichlal. So then you're back to the original Kasha. So Kasha Reisha. Mike Ben Yehudah Abonon. Then we had a kasha legabe mincha, Mike meaning plaga mincha. If it means ad vaad bichlal, and that's you understand taka musaf to be the same time as mincha, but then it's schwer What's it in between Rabbanan that say Mincha until Erev and a Buda that says that Mincha is till Plaga Mincha? Ad Vaad Bichlal means until the end of this man of Plaga Mincha means Ad Bichlal, until that time span, inclusive the Soif of that man, which means Erev. So then Mincha is the exact same thing, Erev and Plaga Mincha, the original question that we asked. Zog the Gemara, Mi Savret, the high Plag Mincha, Plaga Choynekomar? Le'olam is saying it's Saka Ad Vaad Bichlal. But who says it? We're not talking about the end of this time span of Plaga Mincha, right? We know Plaga Mincha, we said. By Mincha, before we said that it's Mincha Gdol and Mincha Ktana. So Mincha Ktana, we said it's from 9.5 until 12. So now, half of that is 1.25, right? 10 and 3 quarters into this man. Who says, we're not talking about the end of this plague, the chelik asheni of this plaga mincha, which would be by the end of Erev. No. Mi savre the high plag mincha, plaga choynekomar, plag rishoynekomar, the first half of this mincha ktana dikazman of 1.5, that it starts from 9.5 until 12. The first half of 1.25, not the soif, which would finish mamish by the Erev. So then le'olam it's advad bichlal, but it doesn't mean that mincha, plaga mincha is the same as Erev, according to Rabbonon. So the moment we say that plag mincha, plag achoynekomar, plag ishoynekomar, vorekomar, aim as nafik plag ishoynek, v'ayel plag achoynek, michi nafik yud alef shoyz, chos revia, from 10.75, but not by 12, not by the end of that plaque, but by 10.75. So le'olam, it's taka an hour and a quarter is plaga mincha before Erev, and Rabbonon taka hold it minchas until Erev, until Shkia. And before we go weiter, let's just see the Tosfos on Omed Beis on the bottom. Tosfos says, on the original Kasha, Ibayilu, the question was, Ad va'ad bichlal, or was it Ad v'loyad bichlal? The Gemara originally asked the Kasha by Arba Shois. Is it Soif Dalet or is it by Shachas? Is it Tchilas Dalet? And the Gemara wanted to bring a Raya from Plaga Mincha that it has to mean Ad Veloyad, otherwise he's saying the same as Rabbonim when it comes to Mincha. Fekte is a Kasha, Teime, the Oma Benida Perkaroy Kesim. Kol Shiru Chachomim Lahachmir, all Shiru Mavichomim Lahachmir. Chutz Mikigish Al Ksomim. So if Shiru Chachomim always Lahachmir, Alma Ad Veloyad Bichlal, so then it should always be Ad v'loyad bichlal, should be machmir. That means it should finish. It should finish. Shachar should finish by tchilas dalet, not soif dalet. Meaning the soif's man shachar should be tchilas dalet the chumra. If she uyeh chachom always lahachmir, what's bichlal the question of ad v'ad bichlal? Ad v'loyad bichlal. It should always be by shachar. It should be ad v'loyad bichlal, which is the beginning of dalet. Shortest man where you have to finish shachar by. If you're going to say Advad Bechal until the end of Dalet, there's also a Chumrah. I found a Chumrah. They have a longer time to Ramat Shachas. Why? Yesh begam Chumrah. She is Spalo. He'll end up davening. We're being Machmedeh, he'll end up davening. Why? If a person thinks this man is passe, it's the beginning of Dalet, the end of Gimel, so then he'll say, oi, I woke up. It's past. I lost it. So I'll be makel on the tefillah, on my egg in the tefillah, I'll be makel. So, because there's no bemezid, there's no din of tashlumin, there's no schar tefillah, even bemezid, we said if a person misses bemezid. So he'll say, I'm bemezid, I missed it, it's over. So the chumra is, soif dalet is advad bichlal is a chumra. Which chumra? They still be able to daven shachris. This is yisoid that we see sometimes being machmir means giving yourself more leeway, being makel. If there's a zman that you can be makel, they'll end up being a chumra. Like I once mentioned, the Ponovich Rav used to make sure that it settled in Ponovich was this man saves man Kriyishma of the Goin. He didn't want to put up the saves man Kriyishma of the Magen Avraham. That's how they do in yeshivas. In Eitzel, at least they did like that. Why? Because if you're going to put up the Magen Avraham's man, person's in the dormitory, he'll sleep. He'll say, oi, I missed this man. He'll end up being a kula. He'd rather be mach makel, so to speak, or this man of the Goin, because at the end of the day, people won't be makel on the man Kriyishma. They'll say, oi, I missed it. Mamish, this is side over here, like we've seen Taisis. Oh, zog the Gemara weiter. Omar Rav Nachman af hanonami tanino. I learned similarly, meaning that it means advad bichlal. That's what we said. Lo'ilam it's advad bichlal. Af hanonami tanino. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava heyit chamisha dvorim. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava was made five things. There's a mission in Idias. The fifth thing is the geitas, but the five things that he was made were number one shememanim esaktano. A ktana, you could be mamayin. Now, Rashi has an arichas, and Rashi explains exactly what that means. It's referring to as follows, that a ktana, the father could be mekalisher. The mother and the brother can only be mekalisher after the husband died, only midrabonon. Midrashi, there's no kiddushin. Now, because she's not, there's no kiddushin. So the Torah was the reason why the Rabbanon gave a koyach to the mother to be mekadosher is leteitzil iznus. Otherwise, she'd be hefka. There's no father. She's the yisoyma, and she's not getting married to someone else, so they can be mekadosher. Now, zokt Rashi, the case is that on that she can be a mamayin. Which the can be a mamayin on the kiddushin, and it's lamafreya. It's retroactive. It's bottled. There's no kiddushin. Now, you don't need a get. So Rabbi Yudah ben Bova was made. In the middle of the Rashi, the Heid Rabbi Yudah ben Bova on that, Shepa'om Shemitzah Bezen Lamda Shemayin. There's a mitzah to teach her to be a mind. Where? Kagoyin, Shnei Achim, Nesun, Shnei Achoyis, two brothers married two sisters. Achaz Gelev, Achaz Kedushin, El Kedushin. One of them is a Gdoyla with the rise of the Kedushin. Achaz Ktano, which is only a Kedushin Rabbonon, with a mother married her off. Umeiz Baal Shegdoyla, now the husband of the Gdoyla died. Beloy Bonim. So now the Gdoyla's wife falls Le Yibum, for whom? To the Ktana. So now, if the Gdoyla's wife falls to Achoyis Ishtoi, it's not really Achoyis Ishtoi, but the sister, the Ktana sister, is married to the Rabbonon. V'nimtze skukaloi min ha-teira, v'zika zu, oiseres es Ishtoi, mishum Achoyis Kuka, shikachoyis Ishtoi. On that, Rabbi Loza said, melamdin shete b'mayin, so to be oike the Kedusha l'mafreya, and all the bias retroactively from the Ktana should be bias nus. I'd rather have a bias nus in order to be mekayim the mitzvah of Yibum, because Midrash is the mitzvah of Yibum, but we can't because it's like a chois kukosoi, because the mice is a chois ishtoi, the sister Ktana has a Kedushin, which is the Rabbonon Kedushin. So we memayin, the sister Ktana is memayin, so she can do gdoyle can fall to the husband of Ktana l'Yibum, and it's not a problem of a chois kukosoi. Now, Ayla Maisa, if all the bias were bias nus, so it's achois anusosoi. And that Rashi says, the Tanan, noisel anus of alamafuta. And Rabbi Yudah ben Bova was made that, b'yom shenishes idias, the halacha zakabaloza, melam desektan lamai. That's the first halacha. Second halacha is, shemasinis ish al pi edechot. That means, if you tell an edechot says, meis bailach medina sayam, we're masin isha. The third thing is, val tarnagol shenishkal bishalayim. It, just like we know, there's a parasha of Shor HaNiskal, if a Shor killed someone. So Ashor Yisokel, so we learn Gzeres Shoves, Shor from Shabbos, just like Kol Behemo, it's Kol Behemtecha, it includes Chai Oif and all animals, so too over here, it includes all animals, and Oif too. Ashor HaNiskal, the Shor is Niskal, there was a story over there, was a Shor, a Tarnagol that killed the Moich Shal Kotten, so they were circling based on this din, Al shorik sanefesh val yain ben aboyim yoim shenisnas chagam is beyach. So Rashi says she yotzim chal yain megito yibol chal yain gomur ukin me nesach v'sheicher. It has to be alcoholic wine sheicher. So after 40 days, it's considered that it has sheicher in it. Val tomet shal oh that's the gate to us. 15 was made val tomet shal shachar shekove ba'arba shoyis. The tomet shal shachar, the carbon of tomet shal shachar. When is it brought ba'arba shoyis? That's clearly like Rabbi Yehuda, that Arba Shois, which means Ad V'Ad Bichlal. Ad Arba Shois means the end of four, not the beginning of four. That's how we understand it to mean. So Shema Mino, Ad V'Ad Bichlal, Shema Mino, that it's Soif Dalet. Avdem Zog the Gemara, Om Rav Kana, Halochik Rabbi Yehuda, the Halocha is like Rabbi Yehuda, that what, that it's, you don't have Zman Tfil until Chatzois, but you have until Ad Bashois, which the Gemara now is saying is Ad V'Ad Bichlal till Soif Arba, because in Idias, Mesech the Idias, we learned like him, it says over here, it says like a Yehuda that Tomet Shashach is until Arba Shois, so it's like him, so then when it comes to Tfil Shach, it's until Arba Shois. So Zogt Rashi, Bechirta, Edios, Kori Bechirta, Shalocha Koysen, Edios. Rashi learns like Rashi in Kedushin Nundalad that Idios, it's called really Mesech the Edios. It was, they were made these Mishnayas all in front of the Gdolim and the Halachas like them, so it's Edios. But the Pharisee Saul in his Pirish, in Akdom and Idios, he brings from his father a Kabbalah that it's called Idios, because Idios is Loshem Bechirta. No, Zibur is an Idios. So Bechirta, that's the pastor's right, but that's how he learned. Rashi says not like that, it's Edis. So Loshem Edis, that it's Edios, but according to this, it's Idios, it's the Bechirta Shem Mishnais, so Aloch is like him. So the Maisa will come out at the end of the day now that Halacha is like a Yehuda, it means Soif Dalad. So Shachas is like a Soif Dalad. And the Shulchan Aruch Taka, we passing like that. But the Yeved, if a person is Onus, and he can damage still to Chatzois, but the Shulchan Aruch in Pei Tes says, you should do it B'Teres Nedova. Because at the end of the day, we passing like a Yehuda. Now the Maisa, Plaga Mincha, it means Soif Plaga Rishoina. Taka means Adar B'chal, but it means Soif Plaga Rishoina, which is Soif Plaga Mincha Ktana. And that's Plaga Mincha. And Musav is taka till Soib Zayin Shoyis. And it's taka Mishkach Lebit Be'oyis Azman, Trade Tfilis. Now, we don't paskin that it has to be Soiv Zayin Hakaponim. We paskin Hakaponim when it comes to Shachris. The other things, we'll see soon, it's Ovid Kamar Hakaponim, but it would mean, the halacha of Adva Adbechal would mean Soiv Zayin if you're going with the sheet of Musaf of Zayin. Zog the Gemara Val Tomit Shal Shachar Shekorah Ba'ar B'Shoyis. The Tomit Shal Shachar is Korah Ba'ar B'Shoyis. Man Tana Lord Tanan. Who is the Tana that learned the following? It says by the Mon, V'cham Hashemesh V'nomes Ba'ar B'Shoyis. Meaning, you only collect the man in the boiker. Ba'boiker, ba'boiker. Now, V'cham Hashemesh, if you didn't pick it up at this time span, then it becomes spoiled. V'cham Hashemesh V'nomos. V'nomos, it spoils. So when is that? Ba'ar B'Shoyis. It's by 4 hours. Maybe it's 6 hours into the day. That's when it's midday. That's when it's very hot. It says by Avraham Avinu that he sat by the oil. The heat of the day is not Kacham Hashemesh. Kachoyim Hayoyim is smack in the middle of the day in Chatzos. So that's Taka talking about six hours. Hareshei Shoyis. Homani Mekayim v'cham Hashemesh v'nomeis. So it must be Ba'abe Shoyis. It's the earliest man. So who is this like that? It's Abe Shoyis. Zog the Momani. Loi Rabbi Yehuda v'loi Rabbonon. Why? I Rabbi Yehuda. If according to Rabbi Yehuda. So ad Abe Shoyis. Nami Tzafrehu. We're saying now that by Arba Shoyis, it's very nomes. It's very not edible. It's spoiled. It's nomos. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, we said it means Arba Shoyis is a man of shachas. It's a baboiker. The Torah says, baboiker, baboiker, you collect them on baboiker. After this man of baboiker, it's nomos. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, Arba Shoyis is also baboiker. We even said Ad Vad Bechlal means the end of Dalet, not the beginning of Dalet. So why would it be that V'cham Hashemesh V'nomos is going on Arba Shoyis? Arba Shoyis is not nomos. Arba Shoyis is a key in din of collecting them on in the baboiker. Baboiker, baboiker. So for the Gemara, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's morning. And Irabonon, at Chatzos Nami Tzafru. According to Rabbonon, Yavon told me, Chatzos is called the morning. It's called this man of Shachar still. So the Gemara says, Iboy Yisayim, Rabbi Yehudi, Iboy Yisayim, Rabbonon. I can coincide the din of Mon with the din of Shachar. It's not a steer. Why? Iboy Yisayim, Rabbonon, that say that you told Chatzos is you can daven Shachar. Omakro, Baboika, Baboika, Chilkeilu Shnei Bekorim. The Torah says double loshna Baboika, Baboika. So Baboika, Baboika means it's taka 6 hours at the Baboika, but it says twice, so split it into half. 3 hours and 3 hours. So at the end of three, it's already nomes. And that's why after three, by the fourth hour, the beginning of Dalet, it's already nomes. And that's why taka, you can't collect them on. That's not a steer to him. By month is a special dinner. Baboiker, baboiker. Chilkei l'shnayim. After three, it's ready nomos. Does that mean shachris can't be till chatzos? Kung trabonon. It could be. V'boy seimo Reb Yehudi. Hi boiker yisera lahaktim loisho achas. That means really baboiker means soiv dalet. But since it says an extra time boiker, make it an hour earlier. Earlier. Get up earlier. For Mon, you have an hour earlier than the regular man of shachris. The extra boiker. So then it's taka. It's nomos taka by four. Correct. Does boiker mean chalkei l'shnayim, six into two, or does it mean an hour earlier? Zog the mother kuli alma mia v'chom hashemesh v'nomas ba'arba shoyis. For everyone agrees that it means that v'chom hashemesh is ba'arba shoyis. Where do we see a mashma? V'chom hashemesh, it's after 4 hours, it's spoiled because of the heat. My mashma, om ravacha b'yankav, om akro, v'chom hashemesh v'nomas. V'nomas. Ezu shosh hashemesh cham v'atzel tzoynon. It doesn't say like it says by Avraham Avinu. It says Chama Shemesh. It's only Cham where the Shemesh is. Mashma where the tail is during that Shemesh man, it's not Cham. Eze Shosh HaShemesh Cham Batzel Tzoynen. Because earlier than that, then even the Shemesh is not Cham. When is the Shemesh Cham and the Tzel Tzoynen? Have a Oyma Abba Shoyis. And that's what we know Kuli Alma when it comes to Mon, by Abba Shoyis, it's ready to start being Nomas. And that's the Mashmois in this Pasuk. Zog du mo tfilas hamincha ad erev. Rabbi Yudas and Rabbanon argue when is mincha till? Either until erev or until plaga mincha. Zog du mo omar Rav Chizel Rabbi Yitzchak. Hosom omar Rav Kahana. Over there, Rav Kahana said. Hosom omar Rav Kahana loch Rabbi Yehuda. Hosom by Shachris. Hosom zog Rashi by Shachris. Rav Kahana says, "Gabit filas haShachar daloch zakeb Yehuda." That means until Dalet Shoyis, which we said is Soiv Dalet. Hoyel v'tam bebchil tekavol say we just said an idiot like him. Hochomai. What about by Mincha? Before we put all together, there's a Yehuda by Mincha, Shachris, and by Musaf. So Shachris we paskin idiots kavol say in you have Dalet Shoyis for Shachris, but you have it Chatzos Shulchan Aruch. We know that the Dover. But Akoponim, what's the din by Mincha? Zok the Mora, Aval Hocha Bashenke by Mincha Mai. Ishtik, he was quiet. Is it till Plaga Mincha or is it till Erev, which means Shkia? Ishtik, v'lo amalei v'lo midi. Omer Rav Chizda, nichzi anon. Let us ourselves see. Nichzi anon. Midrav tzol ishal Shabbos be'erev Shabbos. Rav used to daven Friday night, meaning Shabbos tefillah of Ma'ariv. Be'erev Shabbos, mi'boid yoim. He davened it. This means, we showed him to say, it means after Plaga Mincha. It doesn't mean Ba'od Yom smack in the morning, in the afternoon. It means from Plaga Mincha, Ba'od Yom, he was Makabal Shabbos only, and he davened Ma'ariv early. You're saying Tosefes, very good. That's what someone showed him to explain what Rav did, Dafkan Shabbos, Lafuket a weekday, Balkoponim. First of all, it wants to bring a raya that Rav davened Shal Shabbos, Be'erev Shabbos, he davened it earlier, must be after Plaga Mincha. So we see clearly like Rabbi Yehuda that Plaga Mincha is the end of Mincha, and after that, Zman starts Ma'ariv. So he was Mispalel Ma'ariv when? After Plaga Mincha, it's still Yom outside. So some say, Taka, it was only on Shabbos. Either because, like you're saying, Tosefes Shabbos, or because on Shabbos, the whole din of davening later doesn't start. You can't even, we'll see soon, you can't even have a tata de sasri. The Aruch Shulchan brings that there was no Hakrovas Emerim on Friday night. All the burning of the Emerim had to be done in the daytime. So the whole din of Tfilas Connect, Kabbonis Tiknum on Friday night would not be negay. You can't even have a tata de sasri, he says. We'll see soon, like, tata de sasri. But that's maybe the word, the pshat in the Rav Tzolish Shal Be'er Shabbos. But me boy join. But Kabbonim, the more wants to bring a rai now that Mincha ends by Plaga Mincha, but rai he daven then. I'll tell you, Ravun Rabbanon, they only waited to daven Ma'ariv only by Urta, only by night. So we see clearly that Plaga Mincha is not this man of night. So Dr. Ma'al, the Ovid Kamar Ovid. If you want to do like a Yehuda, you can do like a Yehuda after Plaga Mincha's Ma'ariv. If you want to do like a Bonon, that Mincha is until Shkia Sachama, at the Erev, you can do like a Bonon. It's a big machlokes we're showing him over here. What does that mean? Does that mean that what's it called? That even in one day, it's Ovid Kamar. In one day, you can daven Mincha after Plag, you can daven Ma'ariv before Laila, because it's after Plag. Is that in one day? That's Azishtein and Be'iri in Ra'ah. Other Rishonim, the Rosh, the Rajbe, they say it means Dafka in 2 days. Ovid Kamar, one day I do like Yehuda, one day I do like Rabbonon. That's a big Shaila, Reish Lamed Gimel, the Mishabur over there. Over there, it's brought down in the Poiskim, the Achashuch, the Mishbura, that when a person davens B'tzibur, there's a more makom lahokel to have, so to speak, a tata de sasri because of the choymer of davening B'tzibur and afterwards the hot to gather a minion. That's found in the minik that davening, over there, we daven lemaisa after Shkia, so it's different, even though we don't daven, so to speak, by tzeis, but we daven, so it's as man, and Moshe says in Shuvas, Shkia is as man, so it's not really tata de sasri, but koponim, mitzad mairiv, tzeis, and plaga mincha, in that time span, it would be a tata de sasri. So there's a mile of tzibur, especially Friday night. That's why people are knowing to be Kabbalah Shabbos early in the summer. How did the Kabbalah Shabbos early? What happened in the weekday? They don't, but Friday night they do. The Aruch Shulchan says because Friday night, Rav Tzolish Shal Shabbos, Be'erev Shabbos, because Friday night there's taka different, there's no Akovas Emerim. So the whole title of the Sasri is much less. Akaponim, the Gemara wants to say, Ovid Kamar Ovid. Zog the Gemara. Rav Ikle Levei Gniva. Rav came to the house of Gniva. Gniva we had earlier. The Gemara said, "Legabe Ma'im Shoysin." That was a member of Gniva. But Rav came to the house of Gniva. Vitzoli Shal Shabbos Be'er Shabbos, and he davened Shabbos as Tefillah when Be'er Shabbos in the day. Va'ave Matzir Rabbi Yirmiyah Ba'Abba La'Choyre De Rav, and Rabbi Yirmiyah Ba'Abba was davening behind Rav again. So Rav Ikel Levei Gniva Vitzoli Shal Shabbos Be'er Shabbos. Va'ave Matzir Rabbi Yirmiyah Ba'Abba La'Choyre De Rav. Rabbi Yirmiyah Ba'Abba was a Talmud of Rav. He davened behind Rav. We see him Rav, and Rav finished davening, but he didn't take 3 steps back. Why? For the Paskalitz Lusti Rabbi Yirmiyah. He didn't want to interrupt the davening of Rabbi Yirmiyah and go in his Dalet Amos when he's standing. Shmami not last. We learn from here 3 things we derive. Number one, Shmami no mispal olim shashad be'ev Shabbos. We see he davened shashad be'ev Shabbos like Rabbi Yehuda after Plag Mincha. The service man of Mincha is Plag, and after Plag he can daven Ma'ariv. Vishmami no mispal ol Talmud achoy Rabbi, because after all, Yirmiyah was a Talmud and he davened behind his Rabbi Rav. You're not allowed to walk in front of people that are davening. Now, in the Bi'a Halacha and the Poskim, there's 2 reasons brought. What's the reason of Osulavar? In Simukuv Beis, he says the reason is Sefelt in Kavona. I'm going to take away your Kavona. You're walking in front of me while I'm davening. The Chai Odom says the reason is, Mishmur brings it also, because of the Shechina. The Shechina, the Ebershter Kavayokal is standing there, so mele you can't walk there. There's a few and a half communities brought down a Poskim. Number one, if this person is covering his eyes with this talis. So if it's Al Kavona, He doesn't know what's happening. It's covered anyways. But if it's al shechina, you can't walk in the makam shechina. Or fakert. L'moshel kriyash. By kriyash, you have to have kavana too. If it's al kavana, so by kriyash, you can't walk in front of him either. You know, people pace around in the shul. By kriyash, that disturbs other people. I can't be mechaven. So if it's al kavana, even by kriyash, you have to kavana. But if it's al shechina, shechina is, that's only by omer lifnei Hashem, by tefillah. That's not by kriyash. So that'd be enough kamina. My grandfather, I remember, he used to always be makbid, even when he took 3 steps back. I remember by simchas, you have the kids running around, you know, by when he daven by in a hole, simcha, that when he took 3 steps, no one should walk in front of him until he took the 3 steps forward again by kedusha. Even though lemaisi is mesayim the tefillah, it's still oymed lifnei Hashem until he takes 3 steps forward. There's still some type of pchina of oymed lifnei Hashem. So watching him, I remember seeing him putting his hand, no, not to walk in front until he took, and then he walked behind me. Not in front of me because of the shechina still. Talk upon him. That is legabe the tut stadim of shechina of kavona. There's a very interesting tshuvas marsham from the Bajan Rav in Das Torah. He says that if someone lets it daven in a hallway, you know, you have both people daven in a place. I got to walk by. So then there's no din that you're not allowed to be avitacht of. He is a ba'ach of a shechina. If you're going b'shusaram, you're going in your meitzer, you're going and putting yourself in harm's way. You're meshana ba'ach of a shechina. So then you're allowed to go over there. And the question is that l'chayra, there's a big difference. That's din bin on l'chaveira. You're putting me in harm's way, so I can go where? What are you coming in my ear? But here it's the shechina. My nef kamini, you did it legally or not legally. At the end of the day, the shechina is here. So why should it be any difference? Who cares that you came and did something afterwards? And be'etzim, this be'etzim.
People are standing right there. And they have to go
there. So the Masham says there's no din. You're allowed to walk there. There's no din of Mispalel because he went in a place that is a place that people are supposed to walk in the hallway. Oh, Mamish, that's what he discussed. Don't din l'nafshe. Mamish on this. So he says, but they asked the L'chor, that's in Be'omel Chav Erdek din. Here, the fort, you have the Shechina. Be'etzim, it's the same thing in the Mechaber. The Mechaber says in Kuv Beis that if someone is sitting down before and then someone else decides to shtel Hashmonesei, so you don't have to move. I was here first. You're coming into my Dalai Lamas. Aber Lamais, the same cash on that. Chayra, why not? At the end of the day, the Shechina is here. Who cares who was first? The Shechina now is here. The guy did something incorrect. But Lamais, the Shechina is here. So, yesh lodun legabe dis todim. Misayei le Reb Shua ben Levi. Dom Reb Shua ben Levi, osu lava kenegra mispalim. Zog di gemorre, this is a riot. Reb Shua ben Levi, now I walk in front of mispalim. Frag mal eini, wir hab ami, wir hab af asi, khalfi rab ami, wir hab asi, frag mal ami, wir hab asi khalfi. They did walk in front of Mispalim. So what do you say? You can't walk in front of Mispalim? And to the Gemara, Rav Ami and Rav Asi chutz le dalat ames hu de chalfi. They walked out of the dalat ames area. Out of the dalat ames area, you don't have the problem of osa lava lefne ames palim. Before we stop, we'll just see this Tosis, because the next Gemara is a new Gemara legabe Talmud behind the Rebbe. See, continue that tomorrow. But let's see Tosis. Rav Tzol Shabbos Shabbos. In fact, Tosis tema. The Amrinu Befeg Ba Medlikin uvach li yagdim shlo yacher. So how did he daven early? L'choshim bimakdim. So Tosis wants to say, "V'yeshlem v'dosam she'ena mekabel lo v'shavz miyad." Aval locha magash mekabel lo v'shavz miyad. So Tosis fears as follows. I want to bring up this point of Tosis. Hilkach leha v'taima mishum the sfera k'ab Yehuda. We pass like a Yehuda. You can daven early. V'chein hanach lekamon she'spalu shemot Shabbos b'Shabbos. They daven motz Shabbos early. Heine mishum the sfera k'ab Yehuda le'inyan tefillah ze'erev she'ishor v'reviya koydem alayla. Meaning it starts already from a shor reviya koydem alayla. Now, afal pikein. Even if you pass like a Yehuda, meaning you can't do melacha right away after plagim mincha. You can daven early, we hold like a Yehuda, legabe davening, legabe tefillah, you don't have to worry about this man. But legabe melacha, there's a gear sakapon without the ain. Meaning, we know that the halacha is teshefes tav shebes yom kippurim. So he says, because be'etzem, according to Yehuda, if you hold that it's everything is earlier, so Tosefes would start earlier too. If it starts early, so Tosefes would be much earlier on Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Kippur. So with that, the Bach explains, v'chelin Tosefes Shabbos ain't tzorch lahoisiv koidem plaga mincha. You don't have to be moisiv before plaga mincha. According to us, Laila starts by Shkia. So Tosefes is 2-3 minutes before Shkia. If you're going to Rabbi Yehuda, Kaimelon, so then you have to make Tosefes, you have to be chosh for him and make Tosefes. No one does Tosefes before Plaga Mincha. So if I say right, we Kaimel Rabbi Yehuda legabe Tfilis, but not Be'etzim legabe Melocha or legabe the din of Tosefes Shabbos, or Tosefes Yom Kippurim. And that is Taka, how we go, Ovid Kamar. We'll stop over here, the bottom, Chav Zayin Amad Aleph.